Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspace Radio, kiss my baby.
Hey everyone, Sanspants Radio is doing another live show on Friday the 4th of November. This time, we're back in Melbourne at our home ground of the Eureka Hotel in Richmond. It's the Plumbing the Death Star homecoming tour with added spooks. That's right, spooks, as in Jackson Bailey Spooks America, one of our favourite Patreon-only shows featuring Adam. So, not only will we be doing a live Plumbing the Death Star, but your favourite Dungeon Master will be taken to the stage for the first time without the comfort of his DM screen or trusty dice to put his opinions in a box and put that box under the table to talk ghouls and goblins. Details to purchase tickets are in the show notes, so come on down and get spooked. Now, enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 3 of Hus Firma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Previously.
You don't want another body on your conscience.
I don't want another blacksmith death on my hands.
We still have problems around here. There's a wolf pack that have taken up residence, a big wolf pack, we believe led by a winter wolf.
We might be in Hus Firma for like another week before we maybe it could be months.
That would suck. This is why we need NPCs to keep us in line, and now we've got an erratic one and we don't know what to do. Like, put him on the harness, I don't know.
She has a cloth thing and she bundles it up, so making a bag. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
A hobo bag.
Yeah, like a hobo bag.
Like a bindle.
Yes. Yeah, like a bindle.
Do not open until one of your party is in grave danger.
Open it now.
Got it.
Got it. What's inside?
Adam, while they're fighting, I would like to send Wesley to do
both.
Chill touch. Don't you try and pull rank. We've been doing this for years. You left, I got stuck behind.
Left for a war, Zilly.
I wanted to go, but they wouldn't let me.
The burial site isn't exactly a landmark that the Nordic people use, but it's pretty noticeable, like, when you're just traveling. The three of you plus Daniel are standing around the entryway to the tomb. What are you thinking?
All right.
You reckon this is where the...
This is the place that you know of.
Have I got my strength back?
Oh, yeah, over the 3 days.
It's a three-day trip. That's right. Lol. Yeah.
Cool. In that 3 days, did you talk to Daniel at all about this?
Yeah, definitely. At some point in the trip, maybe whilst we're camping tonight, I would sidle up next to Daniel. And
the first night, you ask Daniel, and Daniel says, help me, when we got Carl back, I'll tell you everything.
All right.
He's basically using it as almost as blackmail.
I mean,
I'm
coming anyway, Daniel. You could just tell me, but sure. It's not like I've tracked across the goddamn continent for this. Fine, though, Daniel.
You are so sick of our shit.
I'm so sorry you had to trek across a continent because you forgot a night we had together.
All right.
Hints.
I'm getting some information out of it.
You remember some stuff.
Yes.
Whoa, what do you remember?
You get flashbacks.
You remember sitting on a boat with him.
A boat?
Yep. There's a river that freezes over during winter, but it runs near Lormacane.
That still doesn't explain the roses. As I come shuffling.
Also he would have been holding like a lute.
What the fuck? The fuck was this night? Why don't I remember it?
Do you bring it up with us?
Yeah. I'll crawl our tent and be like,
I already rolled for you, Zoe.
Yeah, but that was for roses, wasn't it?
No, this was for just in general. Edric, you remember that you would have left at this point, so you don't know very much about this, but there would have been a point where Daniel got like super sort of, Daniel and Cassius got like super like didn't want to talk to each other much.
Yeah, don't remember that?
It was a brief period. It was right before Cassius left.
After we were a thing.
Did I get cursed? Does anybody remember a curse
Cassius?
Happening?
Did you date Cassius?
Yeah.
Yeah, we dated.
Where the hell was Zilly? Just like chuffing off, doing our own thing?
You were younger.
We grew up.
You could have dated a couple boys if you wanted to. What the fuck ever. You could have dated a couple girls if you wanted to.
I would like to.
Fine, whatever.
Hus Firma Pride.
The word pride just took on a whole new
Hus Firma Pride,
you guys were just not speaking for a while, then you chuffed off.
Roses.
It was like maybe the 3 days before she left.
Yeah, remember just before you left, like about 3 days.
Roses, though, can't help you.
I wish I
You spent
remembered.
The last, like, week in Husfirma super drunk.
Like, you were super angry, I think. Little drunk. Very drunk.
A lot drunk. I remember drunk, you being actually. A lot drunk, and that's when you said you'd come back.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, you're standing at the foot of this thing. The elves don't seem... Either the elves have vacated this spot, or they, for some reason, haven't left sentries.
Yeah, I was going to say I wanted a very good...
You can't
look
see any. It's
the elves.
There is like some shrubbery nearby, but just even a cursory. It's like not enough to hide a sentry. It's pretty sparse.
Okay. It looks pretty abandoned.
If an elf was super determined, they could hide under the snow, but you'd freeze to death.
It looks pretty abandoned. Cassius?
Yeah.
Can you see anything?
You've
been traveling further than I have.
I'll cast detect animals.
It won't detect
people. Yeah, true. I can't see much in the way of.
All right.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
No, just wondering if you could see something that I've missed. And so I trudge up to the.
So you believe there'll be elves down here?
Oh, actually.
Yes.
You would see something.
Gracious.
Use Mr. Fists.
I should have used Mr. Fists. Sent Mr. Fists for a scout. It's all right.
You see, like, maybe some wolves stalking nearby, like, low, really super low to the ground.
Are these the magic wolves?
Yo, do we see the winter wolf with them?
You can't tell. Like, it doesn't... Well, actually, does it tell
is
you?
Is it just one winter wolf, or is it a pack of winter wolves?
No, it's like one winter wolf.
Leading a pack.
Leads a pack of winter wolves.
Yeah.
Magic.
It's just nature.
Exactly.
It's just the natural
beautiful.
Order of things.
It is,
yeah, like, that's just how it works. You know, it's not... For a sorceress living on her own, you don't know much about winter wolves.
Well, I was asking you.
Oh, yeah, wow. Cassius.
I know, silly. I'm very just like character act. Just get completely into character for the D&D until we leave.
Yeah.
Which we don't because it's live.
Live. Every week.
Literally, I'm permanently Cassius. Except now when I'm explaining it. Goddamn, Daniel, just tell me what happened.
It looks like it might be... Like three wolves. You can't tell much beyond that, though. They're stalking nearby your position, but from the way they're moving, you don't think they've noticed you.
There's wolves, but they've not picked up on our scent or anything.
Yeah, but I don't want to put my back to a pack of wolves, Cassius.
Well, when we're in the mound, the wolves won't get us. Wolves don't go in mounds, Edric.
I guess not. All right, then.
Yeah, that's right. Learn to goddamn wolf.
Just saying, but if they do notice, how far away are they? Wait, where's the hatch and where are they and where are us?
Okay, so you guys are north of this like burial site. Mm-hmm. The wolves, you're maybe like 100 feet north of it. The wolves are maybe 60 feet to the east of you, stalking towards the hut itself.
You're a druid.
Yeah.
Can you do anything with charming
Fine.
An animal?
No, look,
or telling them to,
I have charm something.
Telling them to just not attack us?
I think it might be charm person. I don't think that counts.
Yeah, no, it's got to be charm animal specific.
Hey, how long does dominate animal last? And how many animals can I dominate?
I'm Ray of Enfeeblement.
Could I get wolf allies is my question.
Better idea. I was just going to make a fire.
Go down the hole, wolf. Go down the hole.
It lasts for a round per level, so it would last for five rounds.
That's not really. That's like a less than.
I can make him
minutes.
Tired with Ray of Enfeeblement. How's that sound?
If you wanna, go nuts.
You can only hit one though. There's at least three.
What about magic missile? That sounds wonderful.
Magic missile, I think, would only hit one as well.
I think all my spells only hit one.
Look, right. They're not going to attack. I mean,
I think
could.
I gave you an area.
Wolves. If you want,
they're
fine.
Starving.
Fine. Let's go
Look,
get some wolves.
All right. I draw my longbow.
Yeah. I'll take out my fists.
Just. From a distance.
We're first. Fighting these wolves?
Sure.
Yeah, Daniel unlumbers his longbow as well, yeah.
Come on.
Fine, and what are you going to do,
Zilly.
Zilly.
I'm going to be honest, I don't understand any of the things that you've highlighted here.
What does it say? An animal explainer.
Magic missile.
Magic missile is like a missile that's just like magic. Like shooting a bullet, but it's magic.
Well done, Jack. Good.
I'd like to do that.
It's just a magical projectile that you shoot out of your hand.
Like
You'll
that.
Shoot several, actually. So I guess you all like target a different wolf.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. So I'll start.
Can I have a look at what they What are they stalking?
Like I said, they're just stalking towards the mound.
Right. Yeah, we attack them.
Okay, so I'll say you attack the... Edric, you attack the lead one. That'll be a hit.
Fine, I'll just use my sling.
Right?
You have fireball.
I don't want to waste fireball on a goddamn wolf.
So your arrow, like, flies far and it flies true. It strikes the wolf in its haunch. And you hear, like, it yip. But it doesn't, like, it doesn't die or anything like that. Then we'll go with Daniel. Daniel hits as well. And it's a similar scenario. He also hits it in the haunch, but because of his extra, like, tension on the bow, his arrow, like, buries itself super deep.
Oh, yes.
I kind of give a bit of a nod to Daniel, like, well done.
And Daniel can look after himself.
He's proven himself a little bit to me. And it's good work, good work. Yeah, like, Daniel, I thought he would be ripped to shreds in the first half an hour.
You don't have much confidence in your allies, Edric.
Just, like, I'm more protective. I've lost the father. What if we kill the son, rescue the father? I'm like, hey, killed your son.
I got you, but guess what? Son's died.
You know what's sad? When a parent has to bury a child, guess what we're doing?
And Zilly, you fire your magic missile at the third one.
Yes. There's lots of dice.
Five, lots of magic missiles.
Six, seven, eight.
You got a lot of power.
Eight, nine, I ten. Really want to kill it. Oh, come on.
You don't kill it outright, but you like your magic missile slams into its side, lifts it off its feet, and like dumps it unceremoniously like 5 feet away.
I would like to, at that point, look over at Edric and then wink.
At who?
At Edric.
Oh, Edric. Okay.
I wink right back and go, well, good hit.
Thank you. And then I'll continue on.
What a game!
Just trying to prove that, like, this is the whole trip will be
Edric, you go first.
To you that I'm worthwhile.
Is Cassius going to sling someone?
Oh, Cassius. Oh, that's right. You do have a sling.
I do have a sling. I've literally never used it.
Oh.
If you kill with a sling, I swear to God.
Okay, then.
Oh, yeah.
Critical hit. Crit hap.
Our first crit hap.
Woo!
Okay. So the projectiles of sling fires are called bullets. You fire it literally like a bullet, though. It's like there's like almost an audible sound when it leaves the sling just from force.
Like a vortex. Remember those as a kid?
Yes.
That's you finish off the lead wolf.
Oh, good job.
First kill.
You've learned a lot since you've been away.
Edric, your turn now. So right, you get... There's two wolves left still.
Draw off my war hammer and charge. That's a turn?
Pretty much, yeah. Cool. That'll be your entire turn. You'll get up to the wolves, but you won't be able to attack until next turn.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it is
Zilly's shirtless and covered in furs.
Who's left? Sorry,
it's two wolves.
Yeah, I'd like to.
All right.
Ooh, should I use the same? Can I do that? I don't know what it's like to be a fucking sorceress.
Yeah,
can I use that spell again? Yeah. Just remember, you only get so many spells a day.
It'll say okay.
If you go back a page, up the top. Oh no, one more page back. Sorry. One of the columns is spells per day.
So that's a zero level spell. Right?
I got four.
Yeah.
No.
Magic missile is a first level spell.
No, you got six spells per day. You get six a day for them, six first level and four second level.
Okay. I have used
one first level.
That light.
Mm.
It's good though.
One first level. Yeah. Okay, I'd like to use the same one again, please.
Yep, same one again. On the same wolf you hit before.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna kill him. Yeah, as I rolled it, I'm like, minimum damage kills him. You outright slay the wolf. You, like, blast. Like, you have a... Oh, no, you don't know Fallout. Okay, so you disintegrate its torso and all its limbs go in different directions.
Oh, my goodness. This is very graphic. I was not ready for this kind of trauma.
It's like a fountain of gore. Like a literal fountain of gore.
Is this the first thing you've ever killed?
I would like to look back at... Edric again and do like a big double thumbs up and a big grin.
The wolf snarls at you, Edric, and bites at you.
Oh no!
That's right. It like tries to bite your leg, but it like bites on your armor instead. And then finally, it is Daniel's turn.
Oh no. Critical fail.
Critical good.
Critical hit.
Good.
Critical happy.
Daniel, you bloody dog.
Okay, so it gets hit for regular damage, and then Edric, you get a free hit on it.
Good job. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do something cool with it.
Can I do... What
oh,
is like...
God, what was that noise from Adam?
I have
Adam?
Several things of power attack and cleave.
That was me
and,
having an orgasm. Sorry?
What does power attack, cleave, and sunder do?
Okay, so improved sunder, it's yes. called. Improved sunder allows you to, like, if someone else is wielding a sword, it gives you bonuses to breaking their sword, or a shield as well, just anything, really. Mm-hmm. Power attack allows you to sacrifice... makes your attacks less likely to hit, but if they do hit, they do more damage.
Ah.
So basically, you're sacrificing accuracy for power.
Yep.
Cleave means that if you kill an enemy, your blade keeps going, and you get a free attack on another adjacent enemy.
Oh, cool. All right, let's just let's warhammer that in the yeah. face.
Let's just squish the head of a.
Yeah. So the arrow killed it, and then you come in with your warhammer.
You're just squishing the head of a dead wolf. Worth it.
Yeah. It's like, it's you're just covered in gore. Like, some of the gore hits you guys, Cassius, Zilly as well.
I don't give a fuck.
You're like, got flecks of shit on you now. Not literal shit, obviously.
Yeah, gross.
The blood and stuff. It's just everywhere.
Okay,
this is right. what war.
Good one, Edric!
As you approach the... Oh, you're going up to the mound, right?
We're going into the mound.
In, well, yeah.
We killed the wolves, so...
Yes, you're the last of the wolves are dead. As you approach the
mound... Can I go and inspect the wolves and see if any of them are winter wolves?
No, they're all just regular wolves. You would have, Edric, when he's, like, right up with the wolves, can tell that they're just regular ones.
Cool.
As you approach the mound... nothing happens.
nothing. Never mind.
You get up onto the top of it. I guess you move some snow away to find the hatch. You find it without too much trouble. It's like all elven craft. It looks very ornate and well-made, but you imagine if you smashed it a couple times, it'd break pretty easily.
Does it seem like anybody's been around here for a while? I mean, I know it's snowing, so any tracks would be covered, but can I just do a survival check and just...
Elves magic?
Some...
Can I detect magic? Would that bring
Do you have that as a spell?
I do!
Then you can.
Ooh, I would like to detect magic, Adam.
I'll get to you in just a sec. Where is it? Your...
Bloody
yeah, that's right.
You're
pretty good.
Is.
You can tell that creatures have... It's hard to... It's been snowing. You can tell that there is, like, telltale presence of people coming and going from here.
Okay.
Hard to say what, though.
All right, yeah, no worries.
And with Detect Magic, you can cast it, but it's blocked by so much feet of stone or inches of stone. So you think if you cast it, you wouldn't actually be able to see any magic going on below you.
Okay,
Sorry about the monotone.
That's okay.
That's how you feel.
I forgive you.
Yeah. That's what you want.
All right. I just wanted everyone to be wary of we might find some resistance down there. Well done with the wolves, Daniel and Zilly.
I'm
going to
ask Daniel for a high five. Does he respond? Will he high five back?
Daniel's like in a pretty serious mood.
He
doesn't feel up for a high five.
I'm going to be like, Zilly, it's...
Okay, then I'm going to turn my hand around and be like, low five, Cassius?
I'll give you a little low five.
Yeah, all right, low five, Cassius.
That's how Daniel feels right now, pretty low.
So we're expecting resistance in there?
So there might be resistance of elves. They are a lot smarter than wolves, so just be prepared for that.
They tend to be.
Zilly, please stay back a little bit so you're out of danger. Daniel, just stay by me, okay?
Okay.
You open up the hatch. There's a spiraling staircase, maybe 10 feet across, so it's very small and cramped. Even single file, some of you big boys here might have to, like, scooch sideways. This staircase is made for elves, not humans.
Fair enough.
Am I a delicate human?
Is it lit?
Probably.
Like, I'm a Nordic lady, so I'm...
You're not that delicate as a Nordic lady.
Yeah, you got a constitution of 16 and a strength of
12. It doesn't matter, like, how much you've been ostracized, how little you've lived away from society. You probably still killed, like, stuff with your bare hands.
Yeah.
It's Hus Firma, mate.
It's a rough place to live.
Forget about it. It's Hus Firma.
You need to be strong or you die.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it light?
Get busy punching animals or get busy dying?
Is it dark?
Yeah, it's pitch black. You'll have to like find your own.
I light a torch.
You light a torch?
Yeah, you probably have a torch.
You probably have a light spell.
Can I hear any people?
I think you have dancing lights. Sorry?
Can I hear like noises of people moving around?
I don't.
You silly goose.
I know, I should have written down dancing lights. Jeez. I can hear ghosts.
Okay. So, you like take a second to listen and you hear like a shh and then everything goes quiet.
Lads, I think there's someone in the system. I could hear some whispering and somebody said shush.
Okay.
I want to scan the darkness with my torch, see if I can see
just
anything.
Imagine
you try peering a little closer,
being
in with
like
the torch.
Full military and waiting for like as soon as the quiet dude, like the fist up in the air, and you just kind of be like, "What? Shot it! Heard someone say shush! Right, let's go."
You can't see anything. Your eyes aren't good. Elves are. Oh wait, you're a dwarf. That's right.
I sure am.
You don't need the light. You can see with dark vision.
I'll throw my torch away.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
I'm holding a torch to knock it. Why?
So dwarves have an ability called dark vision, which means you can see in pitch dark, but only in black and white.
Cool.
With that vision, you can tell that you can see the bottom of this staircase. There's nothing down the bottom. Nothing to see.
So can you... Nothing there? All
right. Yeah, I'll let you know.
I call out an elven. Hello.
Nothing. No response.
Call out again. We don't want to fight. We're just looking for our, like, a commander.
Nothing.
Cassius with me. Daniel behind. Zilly.
Yes?
Rear guard.
Aww.
Let's troop on in.
Okay. You start heading down. Cassius, because are you using dark vision right now? Yeah, because of your dark vision, you can't actually see it, but everyone else can with the torch. The walls have this beautiful mosaic painted onto them, but because Cassius is only in black and white, he can't tell what's going on.
Yeah.
It's like a elaborate elven, like some sort of funeral or something like that. You can see like a tableau of them like wrapping a body and then putting it into a coffin, and then it sort of like follows you. This tableau follows you as you walk down the spiral staircase. You get to the bottom and there's two paths going in different directions. As far as you can they like just disappear out into the darkness. None of your vision can see further.
Mr. Fists, take the path to the left.
You want him to fly? It's like a low ceiling. He won't have a lot of room to maneuver.
Guys.
He might actually have to just hop down and walk.
Do that.
Wesley.
Super cute.
Can Wesley do stuff?
Wesley can do that as well, yeah.
So are we sending Wesley
with... Wesley, sorry.
No, we're sending... Yeah, Wesley, we're sending Wesley with Mr. Fist on a journey.
Oh my god, guys, I can talk to my animal. What's Wesley saying, Adam?
Can
It's like, I don't want to go alone.
Well, you got Mr. Fist.
I don't want to go with just an owl.
Hang
I'll
on.
Come with
you. I'm going to cast talk to animals and get in on this conversation.
Mr. Fist, Wesley's a... Can I...
Oh, your conversation echoes, by the way. Like, you can try to whisper it, but the whispering echoes.
I realize for some reason I've been playing Cassius, like, very low. What am I doing? That's not Cassius. I'm yelling into the tunnel.
Okay.
Mr. Fist, go down that alley, that tunnel there, and accompany Wesley here.
Which one are you sending them down, left or right?
Left. Left.
Left.
Left.
Left. Yeah. Left. Okay.
Silly. The thing that you did to me, is there a timer? Can you apply that to your...
That's a good question, Edric. Adam?
moves the mic away from his head. I'm like, is he done? Is he
Adam's
done with
like,
us?
He's leaving. He's
Has he finally
I
snapped?
Set him off.
Alas,
hold
no.
on, I can tell you stuff.
No, what I mean is if
no,
you
I'm
can...
Touch of fatigue.
Yes, but like the one that you readied, the one that you attacked me with, Zilly.
Duration, instantaneous.
No, what I mean is, can you ready it on Wesley so that if he is it a he weasel or is it a she weasel?
It's a her weasel.
Her weasel. If you ready it on him.
Okay, so the way it works is, the Wesley can hold on to the spell indefinitely, but if you cast another spell, it ends.
Okay, all
so right. Just until you cast another spell.
Okay, so
I can't do that with Mr. Fist, can I?
No.
That's a shame.
Oh,
no.
Guys, I'll do Touch of Fatigue, because then they're tired.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Fist can attack them.
And then...
The perfect team!
How can you communicate... Sorry, I'm just not familiar with...
With familiar?
With witches.
Sorceress.
Sorry, sorceress.
Can you communicate with your weasel from a long distance?
Yeah. I'm looking at Adam.
You have an empathetic link, the same that Jackson does.
So if they're in trouble and we haven't found anything, we will know.
It can speak like words with you as well, but to do that, it needs to make sounds. It would need to shout for you to hear it.
Yeah.
But I can feel if it's scared or anything.
Yep.
All right.
Well, so can Jackson.
So if we send.
I mean, Cassius.
We'll send Wesley
and Mr. Fist, the dream team.
I'll load him up with a little bit of touch of fatigue.
I wish I had a dagger
Daniel,
to give Mr. Fist.
Shifts a little.
He's super quick. What? Why is it rolling?
Daniel's afraid of magic.
No, Edric, he's afraid of you weasels. Immediately get... he's, like, impatient. He wants to keep moving. He doesn't want to fuck around with some animals.
Wait. All right. Well,
all right. Daniel, we'll get there. We just need to be careful. I don't think you understand how dangerous the situation is.
You send them off down the left passage?
Yeah. But I'm going to give them a little bit, like, don't put yourself in danger. You come straight back, okay?
I'll be like, Mr. Fist, don't you let anything happen to Wesley, eh? Hmm. Is Mr. Fist responding?
Mr. Fist, who's?
I can't talk to animals, but you're going to hoot at me, Mr. Fist? Did I
No, he just
you
actually
off?
Who's. He doesn't say anything. That's his response.
I, like, turn to Edric. Right. I'm like, owls.
I give you a puzzled look and go down the right path.
Mr. Fist is walking, by the way. Are you guys just waiting for them at that intersection?
No, we go to the right.
Down
the right
path. You go, okay. They almost immediately come back, and Mr. Fist is like, like cracking down the thing.
Oh, that's super cute.
I quick up my arm on, kneel down. What's up?
Oh, you still got, those animals. Mr. Fist says webs. Lots of webs.
Ooh. Lots of webs?
Like lots thick. Super thick webs.
Let's go down the right. We'll come back if we need to.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Let's go, Wesley. And I pop him back on my shoulder like a scarf.
I pop Mr. Fist back on my shoulder like an owl on my shoulder.
I trudge on down the right.
I have no familiar.
Okay. You're walking down that way. Who is, what's the, this is like a 2x2, so two people can stand on either.
I'll go at the front.
Me and Cassius at the front.
Yeah, okay, you and Cassius.
New Kids at the back.
New Kids on the Block was a band in the 80s.
Good job.
As you're walking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, pretty much all of you. You can still hear the, like there's whispering going on around you. On either side, you can see as well, there are like coffins set along here.
I'm super spooked.
Anybody else hear ghosts?
I call out in Elvish again, or Elven again. Anyone out there? We don't mean you harm. Wait for a response.
Are you stopping and saying this?
No, I just say it. See what
as
happens.
You're walking?
Yeah.
No response. And Cassius and Edric are up the front.
Yeah.
You get shot in the face with arrows.
You get at by an alligator.
An alligator.
Speaking of which, Jackson Bailey's got change form
as a druid.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna
I don't know. I'm excited, though. For the first time, I change into one of nature's beasts.
Water buffalo.
Okay.
It's too small.
So I'm going to say, Edric.
Or a mandrel.
You, one foot after the other, pretty simple, until you, like, take a step, and then the stone moves down a little bit, and you hear a clicking
sound.
Set off
a trap!
From previously unseen perforated holes in the walls, arrows start shooting out at both you and Cassius.
Oh
my God. Both of you take...
Oh, Jesus.
I have nothing to help with this. Why is there nothing to help with this?
We're idiots.
We didn't know what was going to happen.
Edric, you take 3 points of damage. And Cassius, you take 2 points of damage.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm a tough little cookie.
Oh. Hang
on. Oh. Mm. That hurt in me.
That hurt.
That was me being Nordic. Neither of you are bloody Nordic. I'm the only one pull an accent duty over
you. That's the first time you've ever pulled an accent. Usually just like...
Yeah, true. You do yell a lot.
I do yell. Yelling's an accent.
Yelling is not an accent.
Okay. That happens, and then nothing else.
Oh, that's nice.
Good.
I'd like to detect magic.
Just be careful where you step.
You actually
rigged.
Do that?
Because I have arrows in my side.
You don't know until you've done it.
All right, I'll detect. I wish I had detect traps. That would help.
I think that is a spell, but for clerics.
I keep walking ever so gingerly, a little bit more cautiously.
Can I detect magic, please?
Okay, you cast
detect. Can we get past the arrow firing trap and then detect magic?
Sure. Yeah. You detect magic. There's like a faint, soft glow of magic all around you. After like studying it for a little while, you detect it as necromantic magic.
Oh, guys.
Yes?
This is necromantic magic.
Necromancy. Told you it was ghosts.
I don't know, I like necromantic. It's nice.
That's romantic. But
you still hear
next?
The whispering.
Anybody else hear the whispers?
Yes, I hear them.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
All right. Yep. So we can continue down this path, literally this path.
Yep.
We might find some evidence of Carl. But
Karlhoff.
However, if it is just necromancy, I'm not familiar with necromancy.
It's fine.
You know,
just,
I've read
it's
about
just
it.
Skeletons, ghosts. It's easy.
Is it?
Who's holding light? By the way,
I am.
Anyone else? No. And you've got, and it's a torch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Foreshadowing.
I feel like we're gonna explode because of tomb gas.
Zilly, do you know if it's does someone have to be here for this magic to work? Is it the burial ground itself?
I have read about this, and I know that slashing might do damage, but not stabbing. Stabbing does nothing to zombos.
Depends on the skeletons and zombies.
But if we can set a flame on fire. I think that helps if you hit a zombie dragon's butt.
So, Daniel, it's up to you. He's your father. Do we continue on or do we try somewhere else? I honestly...
If I have to tear this place apart to find him, I'll do it.
Right. Adam, I would have read lots of books because that's my only solace. would I be able to give any other information than the stuff from two seasons ago?
That's what Ali has learned.
Yeah, and I'm
and even
still
then,
shady.
It's not the best.
I just keep remembering that one thing doesn't work, but then
don't
the other thing does.
Don't know what that one
does.
Thing is.
So, you want to know about zombies and skeletons and their weaknesses?
Oh, the necromantic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, necromancy doesn't necessarily mean zombies or skeletons. It could also mean a ghost or something like that.
Ooh.
Odd whisperings type of stuff sounds ghosts. Super sinister and like an intelligent creature, maybe. Zombies and skeletons... Not typically intelligent. Ghosts often are.
I would like to relay all this information to everyone else around me.
Everyone.
I already said it was ghosts!
Stannis, Cassius, everyone just be ready to attack if anything attacks us, okay?
I'm going to keep walking down the tunnel.
Yeah, it doesn't... you take like another three steps or something like that, and then looming in the light, you can all see a big iron door. Once again, it's very elaborately made. And it's got the visage of like a very important looking elf carved into it.
Hmm. Can I roll like history or shit to know which elf?
Ooh, yeah. Is that
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. What, Jackson Belly, thinker with his noggin.
What's
I don't
that?
Know.
That's is that
knowledge?
Knowledge?
That's, it's knowledge, knowledge history. History.
Knowledge history.
Oh, knowledge arcana.
Do I even have
shit.
That?
you could still roll.
I could roll. I know, I only have knowledge of nature. Like an idiot.
Sue, you...
Let's see.
No, you've never heard of anyone fitting this description or who could be buried here.
Through the door, lads!
Whose tomb do our heroes stand in, and what could that mean for them? Find out next time on Hus Firma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.